Welcome back to our Object Relations Concepts series. It's always wonderful to be able to break down some of the difficult concepts in object relations thinking and help people understand, and not just people in my profession, but people both in my profession and outside, to understand common terms that have psychological meaning behind them that from an object relations perspective, I can help give information out about. One of those terms is anxiety, just like the term depression, which I have another video on. The term anxiety is a term thrown around all the time. People know that if they feel tension or they're having trouble breathing deeply, and they feel, or their thoughts are going round and round in an obsessive way. Usually people have some aware that there's anxiety there. They use the term anxiety a lot. But what is anxiety? Are there many different kinds of anxiety? Does it have to be broken down? Is another one of these concepts like depression that have to be broken down? It's there's all kinds of ways that anxiety can manifest. But first we need to understand that anxiety, just like depression, is a subjective experience that is not really the thing in itself, although it's talked about as though it's the thing in itself, and if we just get rid of it through medication or taking a run or doing something active, that'll go away. But of course, if it's motivated by some unconscious fear or conflict, things that go back to early childhood that we carry in our internal world today, then it doesn't go away. And even if it goes away for the day or the night, some people have more anxiety during day, others at night, some are night people, some are day people. It could go away all day and night, but then you go to sleep and it comes back. Comes back, and you may not remember your dreams because you're too anxious to remember them. You're repressing so much that's behind the anxiety. So you wake up in the morning and there's this sense like suddenly you feel like you don't want to get up. You don't want to face things. You feel frightened of what, you know, you're afraid you're going to screw things up or that you're going to lose everything. People are going to be, you know, if you have a business, you're afraid everything's going to go to pot. You're going to lose it, or you're afraid that your boyfriend, girlfriend's gonna, you know, suddenly think you're a terrible person and you're gonna lose the relationship. All kinds of anxiety, but they're fears, basic fears of abandonment, of another big one is a fear of one's own anger that's again turned inward. But unlike the depression state, you can get an anxiety state where there's an unconscious rage there about things that are getting triggered today, but really might go back, as I said, to early things where you felt really helpless when you were totally, absolutely dependent on your parents, and early when you were really young, an infant and toddler, totally dependent on your mother. You were a one and only mother. You absolutely needed that woman. So you are in a helpless state. You're going to be very in a helpless state. If the mother isn't responsive to your emotional needs, let alone your physical needs, then you're lost. So there are real reasons to be terrified then, and you feel helpless. But when this is no longer going on and you're a functioning adult and you still feel these states, like that you're like totally helpless, and you feel like, you know, everybody else somehow has the upper hand, you're the one in the helpless position, then you're obviously reliving something from this childhood state where you're with a mother who had all the power because you're totally dependent on her. And it's not related to the reality of you today where you're functioning, you have intellectual pursuits, you have whatever you're doing in your work, you have capacities, talents, capabilities that have been developed. But you don't feel it. You feel, again, like you're just helpless and absolutely dependent on everybody else, and everybody can pull the rug out from under you. So that's a kind of anxiety, but sometimes it's related to, the helplessness is related to a fear of our own anger that could be at the level of childhood rage, and we're afraid of it because we're afraid it will get out of control and will really destroy everybody we're dependent on and in need of. It will destroy our relationship, will destroy the way we are in our jobs, will destroy our reputation by being this out of control, impulsive, angry person. So you repress this for good reasons. But then you have this repressed anger. And instead of being aware you're even angry because it's repressed, you don't know you're angry at anyone. So how could you figure out that it also goes back to anger in the past at a parent? Because you don't even know you're angry at anyone. You just feel anxiety. And this anxiety is a state of turmoil. You could start losing things, get overwhelmed, and you constantly feel under stress. The more you do, the more overwhelmed you feel, the more you start losing things, don't know where they are. These, or you get visceral things like someone I work with has knots in her stomach, anxiety in her legs, clamping, constipation, or someone gets obsessions in their head. These are manifestations, but it's all tension, anxiety. Your breathing gets shallow. You know, when I work in my monthly therapy group with psychic visualization, I have people breathe deeply, so open up. Then they have to become aware of their feelings, because instead of the shallow breathing where they're closing off feelings and keeping them repressed, they have to open up feelings if they open up their breathing and psychic visualization. Okay, so this anxious state can be anger that's repressed and you don't even know you're angry, but you're afraid it'll be out of control. It could also be that you're in a state of, that you're afraid of your sexual, instinctual feelings and erotic feelings getting out of control. So you're, and you don't even know that that's what it's about. You're just anxious. So many times anxiety is a blanket term because, well, we know we're anxious, but it's a manifestation of something else that's repressed, or sometimes it's dissociated. We put it into someone else. We don't want to know that we're angry. So we think we're always the victim of somebody else being hostile and angry towards us, and we're always fearing the people thinking bad things about us. We're projecting that into someone else. But that doesn't get rid of our anger. It only temporarily puts it into that other person. And then we can just feel anxious that they're angry at us. But it's really our own repressed anger or dissociated anger that we're afraid of. And everything, we're afraid of pain, we're afraid of loss. Just like depression, anxiety can mask all these things about loss, about grief. Anxiety is another way we mask these things and have manifestations of subjective states of feeling that don't feel good, but somehow unconsciously we think that we'd rather feel anxious or depressed than feeling these other things that we're really terrified of, like our rage. Particularly our rage, and if it's early infantile rage, that's what we're most afraid of. Many, many people who need therapy aren't aware they have repressed rage. Some come to therapy, some don't. But if they don't, they probably will never find out that they're really, the reason why they're so irritable today is because things are getting triggered now that go back to the past. And someone who's very anxious and brings it to a therapist, they can start to experience that what's in their body, they can feel it while they're in the room with the therapist. Those tensions, the knots in the stomach, the clamps in the feet, the emotional constipation that's related to sometimes to physical constipation, where they just feel like they're stuck and they're not really sure what they're feeling, or sometimes there's anger that's repressed, and the therapist gets this sleepy feeling and knows, oh, this patient always makes me feel sleepy when they're angry. And then you say it to the patient, and the patient says, oh yeah, we're back there again, I guess I must be angry. And then she starts to have thoughts in her head, what we call association, to that she's angry, and suddenly she realized she was so pissed off at her husband yesterday and she didn't say it to him, and now she's angry at herself for not having spoken up to him and saying it right away, like we've been working on. Could she say it rather than holding on to it? And could she say it at the time she actually feels it? Well, sometimes she can now, sometimes she can't, but sometimes it's that she didn't speak up again to him, so she feels like so angry at herself that she's angry that she's not speaking up for herself and having a voice and being a person. She makes her feel like a helpless child and dependent on him rather than a woman. So there's all kinds of reasons that people are afraid. It could be that kind of anger, and once she's aware she's anger, suddenly we get to some of the little knots in her stomach. They start to dissolve. They're there viscerally. Start to dissolve as soon as we speak about the anger. But then she has a dream that there's this raging ocean and that it stops at some point. There's some containment. Her associations or thoughts are that, oh, it's the therapy. It's helping me to contain all that ocean of anger from so many levels, from all the stages of my childhood, with my mother, my brother, my father, how they used to pick on me. Now it's an ocean of just generalized unconscious anger, but now with the therapy, it's stopping there and it's containment. I can take time and understand what all the different things are, all the knots in the stomach and all the things that go into the raging water, or the that also has depression in it, the pain, depression, and the anxiety and the pressure to of the water. Those things can be understood when they're symbolized through dreams, fantasies, memories that one gets in touch with, just there on the couch with the analyst or sitting up with the therapist. These things can be rediscovered that have been locked away in repression and only manifest as the state of, I'm so anxious, or I'm tense, or I'm just feeling irritable today, or why do I have such a short trigger with my husband or my wife or my boyfriend or my girlfriend somehow, or especially with my boss, you know, I have to keep it in there, but I know like I'm just feeling filled with tension. I don't even know it's rage and it's anger that he did this and that he has all the control, but that was the way I felt as a child with my parent. So it all goes on and on unless you sort it out. That can be sorted out with the therapist. Then you get to other feelings. Okay, you get to the anger, just like with depression. You get behind the wall of anxiety, you get to the anger. Then you get to, oh, there are other feelings behind there, loving feelings. There's pain of loss. There's a mixture of all kinds of feelings. Once you open up the feelings, it's not just tension and anxiety anymore, and you can breathe. You can breathe deeper. This is what I do in my monthly therapy and morning group. We breathe in the beginning of every group. Close your eyes, breathe. People breathe deeply, then they start to visualize people from their life come back to them in their inner world. They have dialogues with them, they share with the group. And that's how they get back to who they need to speak to and who they're feeling anger at or feeling rejected by or feeling lost, and then they can have memories how this goes back to things in their childhood. But we don't force the issue of going back to the past like people have this fantasy about, this illusion about analysts, oh, they only like to talk about the past. No, it's the present, but it's the past in the moment today that makes triggers things today that we're carrying in our internal world from the past. That's the only reason why analysts are interested, psychoanalysts interested in the past, as it's happening today. We don't go back there. It comes up in the person today. It comes to us. We don't go back into the past. The past comes to us because it's still with us today. Okay, well, this has been a very enjoyable time to break down the concept of anxiety. We all know we have tension. We can get rid of it temporarily. We can. Some people like to run. Some people like to dance. Some people like to scream. Some people like to scream at their husbands. Some people like to go into a corner and sulk. Some people like to write. Some people like to cry. But ultimately, we all have a lot of anxiety. Once we find out the feeling states behind it, fears of our anger and rage are very important. Fears of loss, because that's another painful feeling that we're afraid of. We're afraid of anger and rage because we're afraid we'll be out of control. We're afraid of the pain of loss because it's just painful. And we have to get back to sadness, to get back to love, to have good relationships. But we hold back. Unconsciously, you hold it all in because we don't want to have to feel that initial pain, that sting, that awful anguish of feeling that we lost something we'll never get back or someone we'll never get back. It's very, very painful. So we don't want to have to feel a pain that is the initial step towards mourning and loss that can lead to love and fulfillment and creativity again. Okay, it's been great to be with you today. Look forward to seeing you next time for our Object Relations Concepts series.